everybody. Welcome back to the CCHA show. Perilous Garrus here with another episode. And on today's episode, which is the 15th of the season, we talk to St. Thomas head coach Rico Blossi, along with Bemidji State senior defenseman Will Zamolik. Hope you enjoy the show. All right, joining me on the CCHA show is St. Thomas head coach Rico Blossi. And Rico, thanks for taking a few minutes to jump on the show here today.
Thanks for having me.
I know I talked to you earlier in the year, and obviously you guys had some tough one-goal losses then. Since I've talked to you last, you've picked up the first sweep in Division I program history against Lake Superior State. That was at home. And then even more recently than that, you picked up the first win over a ranked opponent in a really, really great game. A lot of folks got to see on Saturday at Michigan Tech. So I guess we'll go in chronological order then, and back to that sweep, and you guys were able to pick up a big one against Lake Superior a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, we feel like we've played some pretty good hockey over the course of the year, and I think the growth and maturity of our team is evident, at least from a day-to-day perspective, and we've been pleased with our progress. Staying focused on the process is tough sometimes, but we've really tried to emphasize that as we talk about being obsessed with our process. We've really tried to, again, remind ourselves that, we are who we are and we've got to play a certain way. And so we've been in a lot of close games, and we're starting to feel pretty comfortable in those close games. And for us to finish games off like the sweep against Lake State, and I thought we played pretty good against Bemidji on the road, and then I thought we played a pretty good series against Ferris State here at home before the Christmas break, and then our first series back from break up at Tech, which is a tough building to play in against a really good hockey team that's very structured and makes you earn everything that you get. I thought our guys played as well as we've played all year. So we've just got to continue to stay focused on that and, try to take it, again, cliche, but really one day at a time and go from there.
You guys did have an exhibition game against Minnesota Duluth. You got a chance to play. I think you played a couple goalies at least in that one. And were you able to check out some guys that maybe hadn't seen a lot of ice time already this year?
It's tough. I always go back and forth on these exhibition games because we're allowed to play as many players as you want. So sometimes the bench gets a little tight, and you try to balance out the ice time. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. It's not a comfortable situation because even the guys you're trying to give them some ice time, they probably don't get as much as they need. I'm not sure going forward how I'm going to work those exhibition games. Like I said, I go back and forth, but we did dress a couple extra forwards and a couple extra defensemen, played both goalies. So, those games are needed because, especially when you have a big break like we did, it's certainly a lot better to play a game than to practice. I'm sure the guys will agree with me on that, but, so we got to see a couple of different things and try a couple of different things and a couple of different line combinations, and then hone in a little bit more when you start playing for real, which we did last week.
You guys were on the Friday game. Both goalies played really well, and there wasn't a lot of ice out there. Were you satisfied with how hard your team played on Friday, even though you didn't score a goal and it was a loss for you guys?
Yeah, sometimes you're overcritical of your team, but I thought we played really well on Friday. 0-0 hockey game, and whether it was offsides or not, we're not going to debate that, but we really couldn't tell. It's a tough position to put the referees on, especially when the system's not working, but those are things that are out of your control, and you can't really worry about those things. Tech is a really good hockey team, and they're legit. I mean, they play the right way, and they're a tough team to play. So 1-0 with an empty netter could have easily have gone the other way. I thought Patello played extremely well in net. I thought Trotter played well in net as well. And then Saturday night, maybe we didn't start off the game as great as we did Friday. Trotter kept us in it, and I thought we really started to get our legs towards the end of the second half of the first period. And then I thought it was a really good college hockey weekend. I mean, there were times where we didn't have a whistle for 5-6 minutes of the play. And sometimes as a fan, that's what you want to see. And they were exciting games.
I know as a broadcaster, you don't mind a break in there to breathe a little bit, but yeah, I'm sure just watching is the excitement back and forth will keep you going. Two this week, and obviously a huge announcement was made, the largest donation for a gift in Minnesota history for university, with the Lee and Penny Anderson donating to build an on-campus multi-purpose arena for your team, of course, the women's side, and also basketball, also some practice facilities and some locker rooms and stuff. Without going too much into it, I know you've answered this question a number of times already, but just in general, how big is this for the program and for where you guys are headed?
Well, it's what we've been waiting for a while now, and really shows the commitment that we have here at St. Thomas to be at the Division I level at all sports, but especially in as we talk about men's ice hockey, that's huge for us. And so it shows commitment. Obviously, it helps in the development of our student athletes that are currently going to play in it, the guys that are going to play in it, the recruiting. It allows us to, I think, attract some top-notch players, not only in our state, but across the country. And so, there's nothing negative about going into a new building and having to promote it here in the next couple of years as we build it and design it. So it was a really exciting day yesterday, and a fun day for our programs, fun day for our alumni, fun day for our fans and our student athletes. Hockey's never been played on campus here at St. Thomas. So this is pretty special. It's a big moment in our history of our program and where it'll be here in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, saw some great shots of your team at the event as well, and really well done all the way around, I thought, by St. Thomas, who's obviously, you guys have been adding staff. We talked about it last time. A lot of people don't know each other, but it seems like things are coming together in a positive way, on the marketing side and in the communications and everything, to really put it on in a top-class manner.
Yeah, I don't think, Perry, to be honest with you, I don't think people really understand the magnitude of what Dr. Esten has embarked in trying to transition from Division III to Division I. It's not just about money, and it's not just about facilities. There's an entire matrix that is involved in hiring the support staff to take care of all the needs at the Division I level, whether it's marketing, academics, sports information, game ops. It is an unbelievable undertaking, and I don't think people really appreciate that. I think they just see the outcome on an ice or on a basketball court or on the field, and the work that's being done behind the scenes, the meetings, the fundraising, it takes a village. And Phil and his staff have done an unbelievable job of, putting it all together. And I don't even think we're halfway done yet, and there's so much more that we need to do. And he's got this 4 or 5 year plan, that is in the middle of coming to fruition. So I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about our commitment. I'm excited about men's ice hockey. I'm really excited about where our athletic department is at in whole. And it's just going to continue to get better. The support here is incredible. I think you saw the event yesterday was first class, all the way from every little detail, from, just the names on the chairs and who's sitting where, to, the speakers, to everything. So that's what we do here at St. Thomas. We do everything first class, and I don't see that changing.
No, it's awesome. And I had to look it up, the 3.9 miles from the new arena to Mariucci. So that'll be a fun one down the road, I'm sure, for St. Thomas fans and Gophers fans alike. I'm sure when that rivalry, I'm sure, will heat up in the future.
Well, that's the hope, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to expand on that too much at this point, but obviously we talked about how well the team's
playing. Literally cross that bridge when we get there. You got to cross the river to get there.
On the bus, I'm sure. So back to hockey, and I was looking at some of your numbers there, and in conference you're scoring 2.8 goals a game. The power play is up over 23%. Those are some of the positives. Obviously the penalty kill probably isn't where you want it to be, and you're probably giving up a few more goals than you'd like on the whole, but just on those things, have those things progressed how you'd like them to in that regard, as far as just goal scoring in general, but also you guys have connected on the power play even more recently, I think, than that.
Yeah, I think so. I think our game in general, just as a team, has gotten better. And we're aware of those analytics and some of the matrix that are out there in terms of our team and where we need to get better. And the analytics can be good and bad, right? If they work in your favor, they're good. And if they don't, it's not something you really want to dwell on. But we know we can get better in certain areas, and you got to play the percentages at some point. And I think our guys are starting to understand, you know, what we do as a team and where we are in our skill set. And our work ethic has been very good the entire season, so I don't suspect that'll change anytime soon. But we've got to be smarter about how we play on both sides of the puck. And our guys are buying into that. So I feel good about where we're at. We've got a long way to go here still. We got a big weekend coming up with the first place team in our conference. And it doesn't get any easier from here.
Yeah, 6 weeks to go in the regular season. You guys have one of the few with a break where you head down to Arizona for a couple to play at their brand new arena there, the Mullet, which, folks who follow the league were able to see a couple of teams pick up some wins there. Tech was able to win their tournament a few weeks ago, and then Minnesota State went down and swept ASU, but that's a very good team as well. So no slouch in the schedule, though I'm sure it'll be fun to be warm for a few days for you guys. But we'll focus on what's on the very near horizon in Bowling Green, a team that's won 6 games in a row, and very stout offensively. How do you go into a series like this? I know you're obviously focused on what you guys are doing, but you have to be aware, of course, of what the opposition is doing to a certain extent.
Well, and we're familiar with them because we played them earlier in
right.
November, so we know that they're very explosive offensively, and they can turn you on a dime. And their power plays, I think it's number one in the conference. And they've had some shorthanded goals here in the last few weeks too. So I think our guys are all aware of that stuff. We've got to continue to focus on what we do and how we play, but be aware of the tendencies that they have, and make sure that we're limiting their chances and burying our chances. That's the name of the game. And so it should be a fun game tomorrow night. We're excited for it. I'm sure they'll be ready. And that's why they say go play the games, right? So they're a good hockey team. I had them, I think you and I talked earlier in the season.
Yep.
I had them top three in our conference. So this doesn't surprise us one bit.
And lastly, I just want to ask you about, do you guys go and set midseason? Do you have, at the beginning of the year, you have goals for the team. Do you have midseason goals or anything that stuff that you talk about as, or we're halfway through the year, this is the stuff we can attain in the second half, as far as that goes?
No, for us, it's about an everyday process, everyday improvement. The guys need to focus on just being present and, let the coaching staff worry about the analytics and all that stuff that comes with it. I think you try to set goals, and if you don't reach those goals halfway through the year, then it's a disappointment. Mm-hmm. If you reach them, then what do you go from there and all that stuff. So I've always been a big believer, just be the best you can be today, not worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. You can't get it back. And that's really what our culture is all about, is the present, and be the best player you can be, the best person you can be off the ice, work extremely hard, and try to get a little bit better every day.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Gensel banks it towards the goalie. Score.
Kale McCarr. Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious, man.
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at College Hockey.
All right, joining me now on the CCHA show is Will Zamolik, senior defenseman for Bemidji State. Will, thanks for coming on the show and talking some hockey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Will, and the Beavers are home this weekend for Northern Michigan, but I wanted to get to first to, you know, you're growing up in Rochester and your hockey background there. You know, obviously your dad was, you know, people who follow the Gophers and probably old enough to follow the North Stars remember your dad there. You know, what was it like growing up in your family, you know, being so big in hockey already?
You know, it was pretty cool to have him there. You know, my dad's always been, you know, a big help to me and, you know, my success here. And obviously having, you know, two brothers and a sister also, the house can get a little competitive out there. You know, we had an outdoor rink growing up, you know, skated since I was, you know, probably 5-6 years old. And, you know, they've helped me a lot too. And, you know, it was a cool environment growing up. And, you know, like I said, he helped me get here. So, you know, thanks to him. And he's always been, you know, obviously it's not all about hockey too. He's, you know, great dad and he's helped me through a lot.
That's great. And so, you know, he went to the U of M, and then, you had Reese went to Minnesota State. Yeah, so both your brothers at Minnesota State there. What made you go go a different route there?
You know, when I came up here on my visit, you know, I kind of honestly, I just, you know, fell in love with the school and the campus and everything. And, you know, I kind of like being up north and, you know, kind of, you know, got a cabin in Wisconsin. So it kind of gave me like the same, you know, vibes of, you know, northern Minnesota. And I just liked it. And I know the staff was great. You know, I got to meet some of the players. Obviously they're gone now, but you know, when they talked about it, they loved everything about it up here. So you know, I thought that, you know, this was the right fit for me.
Very cool. Now I saw somewhere you're one of the leaders of the leader in minutes per game in college hockey. What does that mean to you? And, you know, to have that ability to be able to take on that kind of, not necessarily pressure, but, you know, you're eating up a lot of obviously big minutes in games as well.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of think, you know, that the coaching staff, you know, puts trust in me. And, you know, I just try and go out there and, you know, I don't try and do too much, obviously. I'm not trying to be flashy or anything, just go out there and, you know, take it shift by shift. And obviously I don't look too, you know, big into stuff like that. But, you know, just go out there and, you know, try and do my best, you know, help the team win.
Yeah, and you and, you know, Kyle, who I think you played with in juniors as well. You know, what has that relationship been like for you to not only play with him there, then obviously into college as well?
Yeah, I've known Kyle, honestly. We played together in high school a little bit.
Okay.
So I've known him, yeah, for a while. And, you know, we knew each other in high school. We weren't as close as we were, but then, you know, we got closer. And then, you know, once we were in Cedar Rapids together, you know, we bonded really well and hung out all the time. And now playing college with him for 4 years, you know, great guy. Great leader too. And, you know, it's been really fun. Sometimes, you know, we'll chirp at each other back and forth, but you know, it's been awesome to play with him for these last 6 years, I think it is. And it's been a blast.
Another one of your, you know, longtime teammates there, Elias Rosen, he obviously coming from a different route there and probably just obviously knowing him in college only, but what has he been able to do? And what have you picked up from his game maybe that you didn't have previously before knowing him?
Yeah, Rosie, he's a great guy, great kid as well. I think he's helped me, you know, on offensive side of the game a little bit. You know, he's taught me about, you know, more like jumping in the rush and stuff like that. And obviously if you guys watch him, you know, he's pretty good offensively. So I think he's helped me learn from watching him, you know, just playing the offensive zone there.
You guys, you know, it's been a great year so far. Maybe, you know, the last couple of weeks haven't gone how you have wanted to, but, you know, taking you back to that Minnesota State series, obviously Kyle scored a big overtime goal for you, but then in the second game, you were able to get that sweep. What, you know, have you had feelings like that any other time in your career? Obviously making the NCAA tournament is a big deal as well, but how big was that for you guys this year, just to kind of help you guys, some of your younger guys even figure, you know, you have the ability to win these big games?
Yeah, obviously it helps for sure. And, you know, going into that rink, it's obviously the environment's always awesome. It's a really, really tough place to play. And, you know, anytime we play the Mavericks, you know, it's all out battle out there. There's no easy ice. So I think that, you know, for the younger guys seeing the ability that, you know, we can act, we can do this, and, you know, we can beat these good teams and, you know, hang on with anyone there. You know, I think it's big for those young guys to see.
Last weekend, a couple of tough games, really, really one goal games against Bowling Green that got separated by some empty netters, but, you know, they're one of the better teams. You look at the league top to bottom, and they're really, you know, people talk about it all year, but there really isn't any easy out in this league. Is that kind of what you see from as a player side of things?
Yeah, for sure. I think when you're coming in, that, you know, obviously league play, there's no nights off. You have to be your best every night. And like you said, top from bottom, you know, no games off really. You got to go in and you got to be good to win. And like you said, the league's pretty tight right now. So obviously, you know, you gotta do your best and train some games.
You guys do have, the Beavers have some games in hand against the rest of the league. So obviously you guys want to take advantage of that when you get those weekends where you're playing and somebody isn't, to try and make up some of those points. But, you know, you guys have, as I mentioned earlier, Northern coming in, another one of those teams that, you know, a lot of teams picked, I think they were picked second in the league by the coaches poll. So another team that's got some talent. What is your guys' focus heading into the weekend?
Yeah, like you said, you know, obviously another really good team in our league. And, you know, we know that they can score. They got a lot of good, solid players on their team. So I think for us, we're just going to, you know, have to focus on, you know, getting pucks behind their defensemen, you know, being really good defensively. And then, you know, by being good defensively, hopefully that'll turn into some good offense.
You guys usually win the Corsi battle as far as shots for, shots against, and 5-on-5. What can you kind of attribute that to? And is that something that the coaching staff stresses to, you know, obviously limiting the other team's shot attempts, but also getting them at the offensive end of the ice? And is that, I guess it starts with the breakout and handling the puck well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it starts with breakouts, but, you know, our coaches, you know, they put a big emphasis on, you know, blocking shots and stuff like that, not trying to give up shots. So I think they go over that pretty well and, you know, hammer that in our heads. So, you know, I think that goes for our success.
And when shots do get through to the goalie, Matias has really stepped up this year. You think, what have you seen difference from his play from his freshman year to this year, do you think?
I think he's just grown. Like, he's had, you know, he's been more comfortable, I should say. Obviously, coming in as a freshman and, you know, getting all those games and stuff, you know, you're probably a little nervous every game. But I think, you know, he's coming in, he's handled it way better. He's more mature now. And obviously, like you said, he looks really good. And, you know, when he's in the net, you know, you can trust him to make, you know, those huge saves and that stuff.
Cool. For you guys, Coach Cerutori, what's his demeanor like, and how do you think that helps, you know, in game or in practice? How does his kind of, he seems to be calm under almost any situation. Does that help you guys? Does that kind of feed on down?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, he doesn't take things too far. I think he gets a feel for the room, and he's really good with the guys. You know, he knows like when to stay calm. He knows, you know, when to kind of get on us and to push us even more, which, you know, I think helps. 'Cause, you know, I think some guys obviously do better with calmer coaches, with yelling and stuff, but, you know, I think he's got a good mix, and, you know, he's got a good feel for this group. So I think he does a outstanding job with that.
And just want to ask you about how some of your younger guys, mostly up front, right? And you got some transfers that come in and help you guys. But how have the offensive guys kind of developed in front of you, and, you know, maybe also how do they help you guys out defensively?
Yeah. You know, I think obviously with, you know, we lost most of our scoring with our seniors last year. You know, we brought in Jutz, Picks, Martin, and then, you know, even our freshmen are stepping up and doing a terrific job. But I think that they've come in, they've done an outstanding job. You know, they'll take care of the D zone too and can trust them. And you know, they also get the job done scoring too.
And then lastly, I just want to ask you about, you get a chance to play at home, you know, three more series before the playoffs here. Not thinking about it too much probably, but as seniors, you know, you don't know how many more home games you're going to get. Hopefully you're going to get top four, obviously, to be in the playoffs at home. But what does it mean playing in front of your home crowd and getting an opportunity to do that a few more times?
It's awesome. You know, I think our crowds, you know, they've been great ever since I came here, and, you know, hopefully more and more people, you know, start coming since it's, you know, a little bit towards the end, don't have too many left, but, you know, obviously try not to think about the series that we have left, you know, just take one game at a time and like you said, all we can really do is control our own destiny. And if we do that, you know, we feel we'll get home ice and then we'll take it from there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the CCHA Show. For stories, scores, stats, and more, visit ccha.com.